Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
I am very much opposed to this. I feel that it is a retaliatory action against our mayor.
The majority of this council is in support of our city attorney. When there's an issue with the city, the mayor's the start of it, generally speaking. And that's unfortunate. To carry this to challenging our city attorney's ability to serve as an attorney, going after his law license, is unacceptable. It's always something, unfortunately, and it's an embarrassment here. Whether you agree with it, Mike, it's my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
But and the facts.
To use one of your favorite phrases, this is nothing but a personal attack.
Well, what do you call her writing that against the attorney? That's okay, though, right?
This really isn't the time or place to address the allegations one by one, but I do deny that I have committed any crime. Employees, ratepayers, taxpayers, and residents are not served by this divisive drama.
Oh, well, I mean, as entertainment. But no, she's right, which is always, then so stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to get Alex fired or disbarred or whatever you're trying to do. Just quit doing it. Stop. But once you do that, you know, it's understandable why Jeff Snow would then have him write this brief memo explaining all the things that she did wrong in that filing and other cases, and then to ask the city council, hey, should we go to the state attorney? Should we go to the attorney general? Should we go to the ethics commission? What do you want me to do now? And they're going to vote to do that at the next city council meeting. The backstory here is long and sordid, and the short version is that Mayor Heather Lindsay has been and continues to be a source of drama and discord. And I know she would say, I'm just trying to fix the problems that already exist. There's a lot, okay? And it's not merely a he said, she said. But in any case, keep in mind, Marilyn Farrow, one of the voices you heard there at the beginning saying that this is all retaliatory against the mayor for her retaliating against Alex Andrade. Marilyn Farrow is the one who said that, and she is aligned with the mayor, typically, and Mike Cusack. They are the two against the five or six, depending on who's at the meeting. David Farrow gets up to speak, and he gets confused about something that the people had said before, and that's understandable. And then, all of a sudden, he just out of the blue talking about Alex.
Mr. Attorney, you know, it's not very much of a man that grins at someone that he's making accusations at. Look at you.
There's not much of a man that'll stand there and cuss at him either. I watched you
if I could.
I don't know what the fixation is with Alex's facial expressions, but I seem to recall Marilyn being upset at him for frowning or something, and he's upset at him smirking. I mean, it's just, you know, we need, like, the Alex Andrade lipometer 4,000 to tell us what degree of facial irreverence he's practicing right now so that the Pharaohs can be happy with him. Randy Jorgensen tries to step in and be peacemaker here and just say, we don't need to keep doing this.
If I could, you know, we are off track. And if you have questions that are germane to the material we've reviewed that don't become personal, that's wonderful. We'll take up those questions. If we deviate into other areas again, frankly, from my perspective, I'm going to end the workshop. It's a workshop. It's not a meeting, folks.
You can't behave. We'll end it. So naturally, Sherry Chapman, a founding member of the Pitchfork Posse.
To the council, you're asking them to spend $200 an hour for you to do this against someone that is not your equal.
Talking to Alex.
I want you to understand, the mayor is elected. You are hired. There is a big difference. You are not equal to anyone in this room because you are not elected. And I want you to understand that.
I always love the Southern way of, you know, making your point just by adding syllables to a word. You were hired. It doesn't actually make the point stronger, but it does make it sound more important.
So bringing this forth, how much money have you spent of the city's money doing this memorandum and research?
I spent approximately the same amount of time as any other agenda item when I'm asked to prepare.
Okay, that's like looking at me and saying you're young. That is not an answer.
It's the normal course of business to when I'm requested to prepare.
Okay, what is your normal course of business and how many hours did you spend? Have you submitted a sheet on this for payment?
No.
Do you intend to? What hours have you put in so far? If you can't tell me that, if you can't tell the public that are taxpayers, people that pay gas, water, every bit of that, how their money's being spent.
Ma'am, this meeting is for you to ask questions of the council, not of the staff.
Well, we're kind of confused as to why this is even coming up and why the council would go against another elected person. Five of you are up for re-election. You're going to have to work damn hard.
I expect to, ma'am.
And you could hear the applause in the background for some of that, too. So I try to tell you, it's the most entertaining government meeting that there is. Finally, and this is my new favorite person. I've never heard her speak before. Her name is Marlene Markey, and I love her comment. I so adore her.
My name is Marlene Markey. I'm an average citizen just to the city of Milton. I love it. My comment is, as a citizen who attends meetings occasionally, it is really disheartening to see our city council bucking heads with each other. You're here for this whole city.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So it was kind of funny. There was a save the day moment. It all changed tone just in a second. But, I keep trying to tell you that the Milton City Melodrama Theater is not likely to go anywhere anytime soon. but there was a saving moment. It all got solved in the end. Not solved, but it all got distracted in the end. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways. Couple fender benders to tell you about. This is going to be at Marcus Point Boulevard at North W Street, as well as I-110 southbound at Brent Lane. Just a couple fender benders there, but they're not blocking any traffic. Not seeing any slowdowns from those. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about eating today, I'll tell you, man, Pounder's Hawaiian Grill is just, it's so good. I was so excited to see them come to Pensacola because I have been asking them for years to come here. Like, this is my family's favorite restaurant. My boys beg me to go there whenever we're driving on I-10 and we pass Crestview. Can we go to Pounder's? Can we go to Pounder's? Yeah, we can go to Pounder's. It's that good. And, you know, the teriyaki chicken, the teriyaki steak, the Kahlua pig, the macaroni salad, just all of it is it's so good. I'm so hungry now. But every time I go, I tell them it's great when you come into Pensacola. I go back in the kitchen every single time. Well, they finally got the message and they expanded. They are now in Pensacola. They came here about 3 weeks ago, and they are open on North Davis Highway in the shopping plaza where the old Dickies was, right across from Academy Sports in University Mall. That's where they are located. And you can go there and just trust me. Now, I will tell you, they are not open on Sundays and Mondays. And that's caught us a couple of times because we forget when we're driving. We'll go up there like, oh, no. But it's worth it any other day of the week. I had somebody text me yesterday. Hey, I went and they were closed. I'm sorry, yes. Sundays and Mondays, they are off. So 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, you can get your good quality, fast casual Hawaiian at Pounder's Hawaiian Grill. 818 on News Radio 92.3. I told you something saved the meeting. And it was one of those, like, I don't know, just neat reminder moments. You know, after all the drama, after all the rancor and the bickering and the fighting and I didn't do anything wrong and y'all are retaliating against it, all of that stuff, what do you think it would take to save the tone of this meeting? What would possibly come in and fix it all by not fixing any of it?
Oh, I hate to interrupt, but this is pretty important. It's a wonderful night for the Easter Bunny to visit us.
Easter Bunny.
It's good to see you.
Oh, Easter Bunny, you're the best.
Thank you, Easter Bunny.
Good to see you.
All of a sudden, everybody's happy.
You better hide that from your children, Gavin.
Thank you, Easter Bunny.
They might eat it.
Giving out the candies.
Oh, we got to give them some, too.
Shaming their kids.
Oh.
That was pretty good timing. Right?
Nice break. Yes, perfect. Yeah,
nice break. And maybe get us to remember that there's a whole lot of other things in life that are as important or more important than what we're doing here this evening.
Well spoken. As a grandpa who had retired and came back to help out the city, solve some of its problems, Randy Jorgensen, city manager. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you take a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, it doesn't look like we're going to get too much. In fact, it seems to be clearing up. It's still overcast and kind of, you know, crummy out there, but it looks like the worst of the storm we might kind of missed. There's a little bit of it over the northern end of Escambia County right now and some in Santa Rosa Northern, but it looks like the big stormy stuff that we were worried about coming in an hour or two, it's sort of a maybe at this point. I still say the Blue Angels practicing today is a coin flip. Of course, they'll put out an announcement if they're not going to have practice, but that's their first practice of the year supposed to be happening today at the Naval Aviation Museum. It's A21 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bricks, we have a comedian in our midst. I'm out of pain.
Restrictions for social media. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that bans children younger than 14 from joining any social media sites. And users that are 14 or 15 will need parental consent. Companies could be fined up to $50,000 for each violation, and they can be sued on the child's behalf for up to $10,000. The law is expected to be challenged over claims that it violates free speech rights. With this bill, Florida also joins 8 states in requiring age verification for pornographic websites, which could lead to some sites being blocked in the state.
Yeah, Pornhub took itself offline from Texas because of their law, and will they or any other websites become unavailable in Florida? Time will tell. This law does not go into effect. The one thing NBC didn't quite get right is the law doesn't go into effect until October 1st, and there will be, I would assume, significant litigation before that point to figure out what aspects of this are going to be implemented or not. 824 on News Radio 92.3. I thought it was cute. We talk about all the drama in the city of Milton, but as I always try to tell you, even if there's drama in the leadership, county commissions, city councils, whatever, the employees typically are fantastic. And in Milton, that's certainly true. I love this social media post they put up yesterday with the anticipated weather this morning and last night. No flying cows here was a picture of from Twister with them in the truck on the phone. I've got to go, Julia. We've got the Bachelor finale tonight. It said, brace with no flying cows here. But we're currently experiencing winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting to 45 through Tuesday. Brace for possible power outages and watch out for flying debris. No detours into a drive-in theater for a heartwarming showing of The Shining. No speeding home to find out whether Hannah A, B, or C gets the final rose. Hashtag weatherwear. Hashtag stay safe. Hashtag bring Toto inside. Hashtag do not strap yourself into a metal pipe inside an F5 tornado.
Right.
Oh, well done, City of Milton Public Affairs. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, I'm not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways to tell you about. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, nothing slowing you down there. Highway 29 is clear from the cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. 9 Mile is accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you want to let us know about it, you can call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, Jake. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, trying to decide even if it's time yet, I recommend Frontier Motors. A great selection of good quality used vehicles, almost new. You know, 1, 2, 3 years young, 10 or 20,000 miles in great condition and good prices. And the kind of car that you can count on, you don't have to worry about, you don't have to feel embarrassed about, and you don't have to wonder, am I going to have to put $1,000 in this week, next week, a month from now, whatever. You know how it is when you get an older car. It was good when it started, and now it's, you know, it's an ongoing question mark. Solve the question mark, possibly, I can't promise, but possibly save money by eliminating the periodic repairs you have to put into those older cars. You know, you kind of put it off because you feel like you're doing something smart by waiting to buy a newer car. But then you wind up spending more money on repairing the old one instead of just getting the newer one. You know how it goes. Anyway, stop by Frontier. Take several cars for a drive. They've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. By the way, just popped up on my News Radio ThreatNet radar, southwest of Mobile, a significant line of thunderstorms. This is the later in the morning kapow that we were kind of concerned about yesterday. It just showed up forming south, basically right over the water, south and west. So it's headed towards sort of western northern Escambia County right now. But, you know, even though it looks like we're probably not going to get the big bad weather we thought we would yesterday, it is still possible, and that's coming here maybe within a half hour to an hour. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Chick-fil-A is going to start allowing some antibiotics in its food. The fast food giant announced on its website it's switching from a no antibiotics ever approach to no antibiotics important to human medicine. The difference between the two, no antibiotics ever means no antibiotics were used. The second means the only ones used were important to human medicine.
You know, that's actually, it's really interesting because I remember in high school we debated this topic. This is in the 80s because the practice had long been that you feed animals, you give them antibiotics partially as disease control, but partially also because it's a growth stimulant. And I don't know where the state of the art is. This is, you know, 40 years ago kind of thing. But, you know, at the time there was concern about creating, you know, antibacterial, you know, super resistant bacteria and that kind of stuff, and then passing it to humans. And just, I don't know. It's, I don't know enough about the state of things today, but historically it was used to, you know, control disease in the right population, obviously, and also as a way of stimulating growth, which is a byproduct, I think, of tetracyclines back in the day. Anyway, so interesting story with Chick-fil-A. Go ahead, David.
Well, polls now starting to show the November rematch between President Biden and former President Trump is pretty close.
The survey shared with The Hill from a Harvard Caps Harris poll shows Trump leads by 2 points over Biden with around 9% undecided. The lead is down from a 6-point lead in February. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And in related news, Andrew, a seventh grade math teacher from Texas has now changed his name to literally anybody else, and he's trying to get on the upcoming presidential ballot. The 35-year-old from the Fort Worth area was born Dustin Eby, but he was able to get a judge to sign off on changing his name to literally anybody else.
He is Mr. Else?
He is Mr. Else. And Mr. Else is filed
anybody
with
is
the
middle
FEC.
Name. Okay.
He's trying to get on state ballots. Now, he says he thinks it may be a long shot to get on state ballots at this point, but he's hoping word will spread and voters will write
How
him in.
How many people would go to the polls just to vote for literally anybody else?
You changed your
it's
name
a bold
to
strategy.
Latrine.
It's entertaining. It's a byproduct of where we are. All right, David, thanks so much for that. That was very funny. 829 on News Radio 92.3. No, these are all too serious for me to do any of this stuff. What do you think of the mystery monolith that keeps showing the little metal-esque kind of posts that are showing up all over the world occasionally, you know, that they reminisce a little bit of 2001. And people, look, if I had $1 billion, I would absolutely be paying people to do stuff like this because this is funny. What do you think? Is it aliens? I don't think it's aliens. But I think it's fun. It's weird. It's kind of interesting and distracting and entertaining. And there's no harm, really, as long as you're not trespassing. And, you know, people are hiking through the woods and they just discover, what's that? Well, that's just a piece of metal that some wealthy prankster put in place. Oh, but look, could be aliens.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. It's been more than 8 hours now since vehicles and workers are believed to have fallen into a Baltimore River from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge hit by a container ship. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
Everyone, this is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted.
There are reports of perhaps 7 people missing and 2 rescued, 1 in serious condition. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange avoids extradition from the United Kingdom to the United States to face espionage charges for now.
2 judges say they'll allow him to appeal if the U.S. can't assure them of his safety and right to freedom of expression. Lawyers for the United States government have been given until a hearing in May to make their case.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Assange is accused of illegally obtaining, then publishing confidential military records supplied by former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning in 2010 and 2011. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It is 70 degrees in Pensacola, and News Radio ThreatNet radar is showing that line of thunderstorms over right now just to the east of Mobile and moving towards Escambia County. Well, a motorcyclist has died after crashing into a bicyclist last night. This crash happened on North Palafox and Pensacola Boulevard. FHP says the motorcycle rider was on North Palafox, crashed into the man on the bicycle as he was crossing the road. The motorcyclist died at the scene of that crash. The bicyclist was taken to Baptist Hospital with serious injuries. The Escambia Sheriff's Office mourning the loss of a deputy after a long battle with an illness. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office confirmed that Deputy Albert Calber died peacefully on Sunday night, surrounded by family and friends. Calber had been a deputy since 2013. The Sheriff's Office said he had a positive impact on everybody that he came into contact with. Senator Rick Scott sounding the alarm as he calls for freedom and democracy in Cuba, with, of course, a new immigration crisis also feared. Scott says the Biden administration should stop appeasing the communist regime there and start holding them accountable for human rights atrocities.
This is the same communist regime that for decades has been the root of the instability we see across Latin America. The communist Cuban regime props up other dangerous dictators like Maduro in Venezuela and Ortega in Nicaragua.
Scott says it threatens the region and the national security of the United States. Well, help being provided to get Americans out of Haiti. A state chartered flight carrying 14 people from South Florida arrived last night in Orlando from Port-au-Prince. 10 adults and 4 kids were on board that flight, all of them from Miami-Dade County. It's the 5th rescue flight out of Haiti to arrive in Florida in recent days. A Central Florida lawmaker behind a new gun bill, Democrat Congressman Maxwell Frost, has introduced the Prevent Illegal Gun Resales Act. He says this is aimed at tackling the flow of illegal guns into communities and neighborhoods. The bill would boost application requirements for gun retailers, also requires high-risk dealers to keep video and audio records of all firearm transactions. Frost said the bill would hold gun retailers accountable for straw purchases. There's new law that's now been signed. It'll give parents a little bit more ability to protect their kids online. That, according to Governor DeSantis yesterday, he signed HB 3 into law that prohibits kids under 14 from having social media accounts. 14 and 15-year-olds can still have those accounts, but only with their parents' permission. The law also requires adult websites to use age verification to prevent minors from accessing inappropriate content. Governor DeSantis says social media can harm kids in a variety of ways. He says this new law is landmark legislation. And it's 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Not seeing anything on our roadways to report. No major slowdowns and no accidents reported by FHP at the moment. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, no accidents reported there. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is accident-free. No delays on Burgess or Olive. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. No slowdowns on Cervantes. Bayfront Parkway showing no delays. Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms through the morning hours. A few storms could be strong. High today near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Wednesday, much calmer day with a high near 78. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Staying nice for our Thursday with a high near 71 and a low near 48. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 70 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, the market's not a lot of a change, but up slightly. The Dow is up 1167 at 39,325.31. S&P 500 up 1339 at 5,231.58. The NASDAQ up 84.99 this morning at 16,470.24. Your bond rate up a bit as well at 4.26%. Gold price is up 13.70 at $2,212. And silver price is down a cent at 24.87. Bitcoin down 482.67 this morning at 70,421.81. Former President Trump will be joining the Bloomberg list of the 500 wealthiest people in the world. He made that list after his media company, Truth Social, completed a merger which will allow it to make its debut on the stock market. The deal could net him upwards of $4 billion. Nike wants to make its Air Force One sneakers harder to buy, the company pulling back on production, along with the Pegasus sneakers to make room for some newer lines, along with preventing discounting on the shoes as well. Both shoes are marketed for everyday wear, but with slowed growth, stores are promoting them more to clear off shelves. And Swedish telecommunications giant Ericsson is planning to lay off about 1,200 employees as demand slows for 5G equipment. The company says downsizing is part of a cost-cutting plan to improve efficiency. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is a pretty broad category, and so I have no idea where this conversation is going to go. But my question is, what's your life hack? Some little tip, trick, tactic that you have learned that helps you solve a problem that you think other people have that they would be blessed to know that this is a good solution for it. I'll give you very simple. I'll give you two real simple examples, okay? Example number one, you ever drink soda with ice in it, and as the ice melts, what happens?
It gets watered down.
It waters down the soda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if you made ice cubes out of soda?
Mm.
Or milk or orange juice or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's a little extra work, but it would avoid the problem, right? Now, I know that's not going to be your automated ice machine. You got to get the cube trays and all of that, but I'm just, that's, I mean, that's a life hack. Here, I'll give you another one. You got a bottle of beer or soda, let's say, if you're that type, or if you're me, it's a bottle of beer, and you just bought it, but you want to drink it with lunch, like, soon, okay? If you put it in the freezer, what happens? It's not fast enough, right? And you might forget, and then you have beer puddles. But how can you cool it down real fast? Well, you put it in a bowl with a bunch of ice. Water conducts, it's actually not conducting the cold, it's conducting the heat the other direction, but the physics professors will get on me. It's fine. Anyway, that will transmit the cold. Again, I hate saying it that way, but that'll transmit the cold a whole lot more effectively than air, which is a very poor transmitter of coldness. So it'll cool it down very fast. I mean, it takes like maybe 15 or 20 minutes. You got a pretty cold beer. Okay. Those are the kinds of things I'm talking about. So 437-1620, life hacks, tips and tricks, solutions to problems you maybe think other people might like to hear from. Wide open on any subject, you know, cooking, home repair, I don't know, anything. I'm just kind of curious to see what you come up with. Jake, do you have one that pops to mind?
The only thing I can think of is keeping your toilet plunger in a bag.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You get from the supermarket.
In plastic or in something as opposed to just on the floor?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
I'll use a folded up paper towel, which, you know, I mean, I don't love having the plastic bag around you. I mean, nothing's a great answer.
Right.
Okay, but that's the point. There is no great answer to this question. No. 437-1620, what's your life hack? I'll give you another one. This will weird you out. I've never actually tried this, but it makes so much sense. I've actually switched now to cordless earbuds. Mm. But if you have earbuds that have cords attached to them, the idea is that you put it in your ear, and then you put the cord around your ear, so that the weight doesn't pull the earbud out, but instead pulls on your ear, which is, of course, no problem. Now, that's going to, so it goes around the front and then around behind your ear and down to your, you know, MP3 player, your iPod, or whatever you're using. Of course, most everybody has cordless earbuds now, so maybe that doesn't solve anything. I saw this one the other day, and it was one of those that I have not tried yet, but I believe it, and so I'm going to tell you about it. Do you ever have trouble because you don't have enough hands to both eat your fast food and also do whatever you're doing, or because you just don't have anywhere to put it? Apparently, and maybe you'll know this, the box that comes from McDonald's, the box, if you fold it in the middle when you open it up, there's like kind of a aperture where it's not continuous cardboard from both sides. There's like a hole in it. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I saw said, well, you just put that over your straw and your drink, and then you have a one-hand food holder. You can drink your drink right through the food on the straw, and on either side you have a place for your burger, your fries, your dipping sauce, your whatever. You've got an instant TV tray or car tray. Now, I've yet to try this, but it looked brilliant. Man. And I thought, oh, all right, I'm curious about that. 437-1620, somebody says, I have a dry erase marker in my vehicle, and I write notes or reminders of things I need to do on my windows to ensure I don't forget. Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's good. Could do it on your home, like you mirror in your bathroom, too, but obviously a lot of times you're out in your car, and that's a good way to remind you, hey, dummy, you know? I'll tell you what mine would be is returning the recyclable plastic bags to the Walmart. How many times I have had them in my trunk, and that's where they stay the whole time. Like, I get home, oh, forgot again. 437-1620. Somebody here says the best life hack I have found is a good dose of bourbon.
That's, yeah.
And all of my problems seem to fade away. That's great. Plastic bread tabs on electric cords. Label the tags to match the appliance it's plugged in. I will do it with, so that's so when you're in the, like if you're at the outlet or the, what do you call that thing with all the plugs? I just can't think all of a sudden. Not an extension cord, but the power strip. You're at the power strip and you don't know which plug goes to the stereo, the TV, the computer, the whatever. Mm. I have, for the longest time, I'll put a piece of masking tape, fold it over, and then write on that what it is.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that is a constant problem if you have those things. So that's a great suggestion. Plastic bread tabs. Interesting. I hadn't heard of that one. 437-1620. Juice boxes. You know how you're supposed to open a juice box? You flip up the little side tabs and you hold those, and then you don't squeeze the juice out by mistake. They're actually handles. That's meant to be a handle for you to be able to do those. Now, this one weirds me out, but it makes perfect sense. You ever reheat something in the microwave, big pile of food in the microwave, what happens?
It splatters.
Well, okay, sure. Yeah. But what's the temperature inside the pile of food?
Oh, it depends on what side you're eating off of, but it's either nuclear or cold.
Yeah, and typically the outside is overcooked and the inside is still cold.
Oh, yeah.
Make yourself a ring of food, like a donut of food, donut shape of food on the plate, so you don't have any inside and it all heats up evenly. I'm just saying, you never know what kind of stuff you might learn listening to the Pensacola Morning News. Very Jake's nice. Got traffic on the fives. We'll have all more right. of these if you have your texts in 437-1620. What's your life hack, your tip, trick, suggestion, solution, whatever it might be? Jake?
Not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns on our roadways. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. And Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, let us know. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to the question of the day, which is tips or tricks, life hacks that you've learned over time that you think are useful for other people. Somebody texts me and says, thick boneless chicken breasts are difficult to cook evenly. That's true. Put it in a bag with a little oil, rub the oil around, and then use a mallet to beat it into a more consistent thickness, thinner. And then it allows for more surface area, so the seasoning is better distributed, and it's thinner, so it's easier to cook. I just usually slice them right in half. That's how I do. If I get a thick chicken breast, I just slice it in half laterally, like a bagel, and then cook it both sides. That usually solves that problem. But right, exactly right. Somebody says, my life hack is an afternoon nap. Amen, brother. Just one? Anyway. safety pin socks together before washing. They don't disappear anymore. Yes, the sock... What do they call that? The sock gremlin cannot steal your socks.
Oh, yeah.
Always put your keys in the same spot, and they'll be there when you get back, sure enough. Or a little bowl, if you can have a bowl. I use my mana pickleball bowl for money and a pen, and things always go in my pocket. Money and a pen and my keys, so they're always where I want to go. Somebody else here says, my life hack is my wife is always right. That is a good life hack. No, that that will solve most all of your problems. Do you like to floss your teeth?
Yes.
Really?
I do. I enjoy
with
it.
With floss?
No, with the...
Oh, with the picks. Okay, sure. I get that.
Picks, yeah.
I hate floss. In fact, I only floss now that I use the picks. A solution for that is if you take the floss, pull it out, tie it in a knot, like just pull two ends and then tie that in a knot, and then you have a loop. A loop is much easier to work with, and you have to wrap it around your fingers and cut off the blood to your fingers.
Hmm.
Here's another one. You can use floss to cut stuff. Cake,
oh, yeah.
Cheese. I wouldn't use mint flavored, but, you know, right. Unflavored floss is a great cutter of things. Yep. Avocados. I just learned this the other day. Avocados don't go in the fridge. Like bananas, they go bad faster. Put them on the counter. Mm-hmm. They preserve longer. I'm still getting to try that one. Somebody says vinegar and water, 50-50 mixture, cleans mirrors, glass, wood surfaces, grease splatters, microwave. So many, many, many uses in one spray bottle. No, that's a good one as well. 437-1620. I had one more. This is also, I have yet to try it, but you ever have trouble cutting oranges at all? I mean, it's just, yeah. Oranges are trouble, mm-hmm. Okay? So their solution was cut off the ends, like the polar caps, cut mm-hmm. off the ends, and then slice into it halfway, and then just unroll it like an accordion. Mm. It looked brilliant when I saw it. I thought, I'll have to try that one. There you go. That's your tips and tricks for the day, 437-1620. Somebody says, my back itches, so I put a back scratcher in every room of my house and my car. Oh, the back itch in the car on a long drive. Oh, man. Yes. No, I'm fully with you. You got to have many, many back scratchers for all of your house. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
White House wants to repeal part of the big spending package that just passed. The spending bill includes a provision that effectively bans pride flags from flying over U.S. embassies. The measure bans most flags other than the American flag. A White House spokesperson says the president finds this to be an inappropriate abuse to the process and that the administration will work with members of Congress to find a way to repeal it.
A great argument for single subject bills. Though I agree, and though it's hard for me to imagine anybody thinking that we ought to be flying pride flags over, a U.S. government building instead of the U.S. flag. What's wrong with you? No flag but the U.S. flag. But they're right. I mean, you shouldn't stick stuff like that into a funding bill. And, of course, the problem is that everything has other stuff stuck into it. And I'm a big fan of the single subject bill. In fact, honestly, I'm a really big fan of simplicity in government. For instance, I am of the opinion that no government bill should be longer than 10 pages. I mean, you can probably get most bills into 4 pages. And I don't mean like, you know, 9-point font or anything. I mean normal font. Most bills don't need to be so long. And if you had to write single subject bills that were short, gosh, all of a sudden people would be able to read the bill before they passed it to find out what was in it. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. People would be able to, ordinary citizens would know. I'm a big fan of the bill's got to be filed for so long before you can vote on it, you know, so that people have enough time to really read it and research it. That we don't do that with everything. I mean, watching, like, for example, the Tallahassee meetings, legislative meetings, it's wrong that the strike all amendment, meaning the entire bill is replaced by an entirely new set of text, the strike all amendment shows up on the floor as they're voting on the bill. Not always, but it does occasionally happen. And it's hard enough to follow this process when you're trying, you know, let alone if you're not familiar with it or if you just kind of you're interested in one issue or whatever. So there are all kinds of ways to make the legislative process easier to understand, easier to report on, easier for citizens to follow, and frankly, just more honest. Because again, even though I think the White House is dumb for opposing something like this, why would you need to fly a pride flag over anything in its government institution? But they're right in the sense that, you know, what does that do in this particular scenario? Single subject bills, make it simple. Also, then you can, everybody can be on record for the vote up or down on something. As opposed to, you know, there's 63 things in this bill. Well, I wasn't voting against that part. I was voting against this part. If you bring single subject bills, all of a sudden, you know what people voted for. You see what I mean? 856 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, not seeing anything on our roadways. It's been relatively quiet this morning. 9 Mile not showing any issues. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. We're good on Burgess and Olive. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brenton, Fairfield. Looks like Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, you're clear. And Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway, checking in good. If you see anything on our roadways slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about buying a home, especially for the first time, I strongly recommend, A, get a realtor. Okay, talk to a couple and make sure Christina Leavenworth is in that list, okay? Because you want to ask her your questions. Ask her what she thinks you can afford. Ask her what's happening in the market at that price level. In what location? Is there a better location for you? Have you thought about this? You know, what's going to be developed behind that house if you do wind up buying this one? What's that neighborhood look like, you know, at night or during a school zone? How dramatically can your experience of traffic in your neighborhood change based on whether there is a school zone happening, right? I mean, you know, these are all the kinds of things that you want to pay attention to, and a good realtor like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty will help you pay attention to that stuff and understand it better, especially as a first-time buyer when you just don't really know what you're doing, and it can be a pretty daunting process. So give her a call, talk to her, and ask her your questions and see, you know, what she might be able to do for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. I have sad news. Remember I told you about So You Think You Can Dance and Victor Ramos, who is a B-boy breakdancer who had auditioned and made the cut of 35. He's in his last year of eligibility at the age of 30. He dances for Cirque du Soleil. Okay, I mean, he's like a really, really good dancer. He got cut last night. They did not make the final 16, which is the pairs that get cut down to the final 10. They only gave him about 8 seconds of screen time last night. So even though he was entertaining to watch and is a great dancer and from Pensacola, did not advance in the process. So, you know, a bit of a sad note, but hey, you can't win them all. I'm just always excited to see Pensacola be represented. We were watching the movie Red. Remember the old, it's sort of old, it's like 15 years ago, movie with Helen Mirren and Bruce Willis. And
John Malkovich.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. John Malkovich. Red. And I was watching it, and there was a scene where they go to Pensacola.
Oh.
And it shows like a waterfront area. It's where John Malkovich lives, and there's a bridge in the background of my wife. And I'm like, where in Pensacola is this? We're trying to figure it out. And we're like, I don't recognize that bridge. I don't recognize this place. Oh, no, that was filmed in New Orleans. It says Pensacola on the screen, and it was actually shot in Louisiana somewhere.
Yeah. Fort Lauderdale's beautiful.
Yeah, and then there was a place in, it was Mobile, and then same thing. It wasn't even filmed in Mobile. I'm like, what the? Good. Stop it. That's not right. Anyway, future news, okay? Let's see. Blue Angels fly today?
No.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to think no, but definitely want to check ahead.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.